did not win. That we've done a much better job in this election cycle in identifying really good people. You agree?
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, I'm just going to take, we have elected some really good people with some core values that, and they're going to carry those forward. However, I think that we're missing, if you watch the Democrat Party, they do really, really well at capturing the mainstream media, and they are capturing these new progressive young voters, and they are grabbing a hold of issues that have historically been issues that the Republicans have carried. And I'll give you one right out of the gate, because I've lived this my whole life. I am a core environmentally sound person. I care for the environment so much. It's the core of my company, but I carry these Republican values as well, and those integrate beautifully together. However, the Democrats have grabbed that from the Republicans, and they ran with it. And guess who they take with it? All those young voters who could have gone to the Republican Party to vote, but they're not there. What we need to see is young leadership and progressive movements in the Republican, and take back some of these values that we've just let the other side grab from us. It's something that's really, it's been affecting the party for years. And, I mean, you can look, I mean, I talk to these people all the time. Most people in the industry I'm in, they vote Democratic because they've grabbed these issues and they've ran with them, and they do really well with it. You see them flip open an Apple laptop and they're touching the touch screens. And they got young newscasters. They're really grabbing these youngsters, and they could go either way. But I just don't think that the Republicans have grabbed that market the way they could. And I look at it from a business standpoint too. Kevin, you know me well. I'm a business guy, and I look at it from like how do we get those numbers back in our court? And there's plenty of ways that we can do it. It's just, it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some turning of leadership as well. Scott Hammond, I think that he's one of the greatest people for our state.
I think he's amazing. Talk.
He's got great values and so forth. So we need more people like him.
Hey, Jared, always good getting with you, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great evening.
And have a great Thanksgiving, my friend, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventure. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joins us next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a 532 as we check out the traffic cams right now. There is a crash working on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. The right shoulder is affected there on the exit ramp. Also, we're getting some reduced speeds as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 eastbound at Rancho, 515 west at Pecos. Those 24/7 lane restrictions are really slowing things down in North Las Vegas. Do expect delays for several months on Interstate 15 both directions between Craig and Cheyenne. Also, some bridge reconstruction continues there on 15 North as well. That is at Lamb Boulevard. Those restrictions continue until October.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
The 20 gets a block, 25-30, 35-40, gets by Bailey. There goes the pony down the sideline. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, touchdown.
Bears Radio with the call. Cordarrelle Patterson with the second half kickoff return, 104 yards for a touchdown. Not enough, though.
Third and four from the 6, empty backfield. Bears rush four. Cousins to the end zone. Touchdown! Adam Thielen with a touchdown. He has two, and the Vikings have taken a 19-13. 13 lead.
That's Vikings radio with the call. 19-13. Minnesota wins it. Nick Foles injured on the game's final drive. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Don't take chances with COVID-19 and your family's health. Use the Exergen Temporal Scanner to check temperatures before dinner and before you leave home in the morning. Exergen takes an accurate reading in seconds and is the number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen. Fever is the leading sign of COVID-19, so use an accurate thermometer for twice-daily temperature checks. Protect your loved ones with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It takes an accurate reading in seconds and is the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Joining us now, Megan Barrett from ReaganBabe.com. We still don't know who the next president of the United States is going to be. There are even some races, one race in particular that came down to just 10 votes. The District C County Commission seat, Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller. We don't know how that one's going to finish up. In fact, we might have a special election coming up in the next month or so. Megan, it's crazy, and the president predicted it. The mail-in ballot system would not work, and he was right.
Right again. You know, Kevin, I'm not sure what Tuesday we will convene and say we finally have a president. And quite frankly, I'm not really in a rush for a new one, but I certainly want all of the fraud exposed. And I think the more patient we are, the more the fraud rises to the top, and the more affidavits come forward, the more data we find, and the more evidence we find. And I was very happy today to see Adam Laxalt flanked by a Trump attorney, as well as Matt Schlapp, and lay out exactly the facts. The facts. And the facts are that in Nevada, Trump won. And that's the first statement that the Trump attorney made to the press as they gathered behind the podium. He said, "Trump won Nevada." So I'd like all of your listeners to rest well knowing that. What we have been witness to since November 3rd, and even before November 3rd, since we've implemented early voting, and early voting hasn't turned into just like a couple days, you know, maybe 3 days before. No, now it's like a month. Like, the October surprise is no more, because if the Democrats had their way, I guess we'd be voting all year, because why not? And maybe every year. You can just vote according to your emotions. That would certainly give Democrats the ultimate supermajority. However, what now we have uncovered in Nevada is the fact that Joe Biden lost Nevada. And that's very important. And I say, and Stavros Anthony as well, so we look at his commissioner race. And 10 votes? How do we even know it was 10 votes? I mean, what we found out is that Joe Gloria in Clark County was just running any ballot through this machine that wasn't calibrated accordingly or validated at 40% signature verification. You might as well just set it to zero, Joe, because that's basically the input and the output that you're going to get at 40%.
And by the way, are we talking about machine error? Are we talking about nefarious human error? Are we talking about people that are just trying to break the law?
Well, maybe we could be talking about all three.
Yeah. Let me ask you this then. If indeed Trump won, and are you convinced after hearing the evidence?
I'm not only convinced after hearing the evidence in Nevada, I'm convinced after hearing the evidence and the allegations and reading the affidavits and reading the lawsuit that Trump won not just Nevada, he won this country.
Wow. More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about where we take this evidence that the Trump campaign and others and people like Megan Barth have amassed. How do we put this into action? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com with us. A news conference today, and Matt Schlapp and others, Adam Laxalt, and they claim they've got the evidence. So what are we going to do with the evidence now that we apparently have? Where do we take it? Do we take it to a judge? Do we take it to the Department of Justice? Who?
Well, it looks like they filed in state court up in Washoe County, in Carson City. And so that's where the evidence goes. And it will be seen and heard. And then it will be a judicial decision. Look, you know, no one wants to have an election decided by judges. What we have witnessed since November 3rd is no different than what we witness in third world countries and banana republics. When the leftist cities run by Democrats started boarding up their windows in D.C. and Chicago and New York and et cetera, prior to the election, that should have told you, and they were occupying the front of the White House, the radical left, Antifa and BLM, they're all the same criminal bunch. That should have told you that this election was going to be unlike no other, or it would be accompanied by violence. Again, when you look at violent elections and when you look at fraudulent elections, you normally look to countries like Venezuela, you know, Honduras, Iran, and those are run by despotic, corrupt, communist regimes. Communism is never voted in. Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
Communism is always instilled through force and fraud. And what we have witnessed, whether it's the Dominion voting machines, which Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood have evidence. She says she has so much evidence that the Dominion machines were compromised, hacked, files were deleted, millions of votes were stolen. When you have foreign countries interfering in our election, you would think that the Democrats, perhaps, oh, I don't know, would be concerned because they were so concerned over the last 4 years. But it seems as though the fraud always benefits the Democrats. I mean, why is it that 300,000 votes in Michigan were found and not one of those votes went to Donald Trump? How is that statistically probable?
Good
point.
So
we have to get to the bottom of this. And the evidence, you don't go to court without evidence. You don't go to court without a case. Case requires evidence. And I entrust that fact with the Trump team and the lawyers around the Trump team, whether it's Rudy Giuliani, whether it's Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Adam Laxalt, the former AG of this state, I entrust in them the integrity of our election. That's what this is about.
How close are we to getting to the Supreme Court? I mean, is there any litigation that's out there now that could get to the Supreme Court? I mean, because we're starting to run out of time.
Well, you know, time is an interesting concept, isn't it? Because, yes, we're supposed to seat electors by the 13th, and there's also a constitution to keep in mind, and we also have to remember that there has been a time 150 years ago where actually Congress convened in order to determine the president. So it's not like we have history on our side. And we're talking about a president that no one has ever seen before, who doesn't fight like any, who fights more than any president I have ever seen in my lifetime. He's not going to concede.
I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar, but there is this option where eventually you get down the road and this thing ends up in the House of Representatives. And because of the makeup of the House of Representatives, it's not the numbers. It is the delegations. And Republicans would have an easy time naming Donald J. Trump the next president of the United States. Do you know what it takes to get there? I apologize for saying I don't know what it would take, but it's like at the end of the end of the end of the line.
Right, and I don't know the entire process at all. But again, we don't want judges deciding necessarily our elections. It has happened before. But the people are the ones to decide elections. And the people are represented by elected officials, not appointments, not nominations.
Let me take you in a different direction. We are 1 week into the Sisolak, the King Sisolak. If you don't shape up in 2 weeks, I can't tell you what I'm going to do, but you're not going to like it. Where are we a week into that?
I really wish we had stronger sheriffs. I really wish that we had sheriffs that would stand up to unconstitutional totalitarian edicts. Because that's what these are. This isn't law. And this is an infringement on every single civil liberty that I can think of, but of course the ACLU is absent. Governor Sisolak obviously has never run a business. Because the first thing that really kills businesses is uncertainty. And he has created so much uncertainty with these threats. We don't know if they're empty. We don't know if they're serious. I mean, the guy's got COVID. Did his mask not work?
I got to tell you, I don't wish any ill will towards the governor, but I do find it highly ironic that a guy that never wears mask in public or in private gets it, meaning the president, and a guy that supposedly always wears masks, he gets it. Which then leads me to ask the question, well, do the masks even work? Apparently, in the case of the governor, they didn't.
Well, and according to the box label that the masks come in, it says can't protect you from COVID. Yeah.
Great. So. Great. I just absolutely love it. It is delicious irony. I tell you what, we'll talk next week. And we'll get further into this. We may know more from the courts, hopefully by then. Don't know when Matt Schlapp and company are going to be able to get into a judge and actually file this stuff and actually argue it. But I hope they do it soon because December 14th is coming up real soon. Megan, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon.
One thing I'd like to impart to everybody is go to stoptheSteal.us. You're going to find a local protest at your capital to stop the steal and bring fairness and transparency to our elections. The national leaders, like myself, will be in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're putting boots on the ground and eyes on Georgia. If you can join us in Georgia, please do. If not, we'll be in Carson City at noon on Saturday.
Sounds great. Megan, thank you. And again, where do they go? Stop the steal?
Steal.us.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. She'll be joining us again next week, and we'll find out how the weekend rally or peaceful protest came off in Carson City. We'll do that and more coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that there's a special runoff election between Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller for the county commission seat, who's going to win? I think it's going to be Stavros Anthony. He'll be joining me.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k feed disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge. If you're thinking of dinner, you might think of Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. I had dinner there last Friday night. I'll probably have it this Friday night as well. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Well, a news conference earlier this afternoon, Matt Schlapp was there and Adam Laxalt. They are mounting another legal challenge here in the state of Nevada, and previous ones have been unsuccessful. It will be interesting to see if this latest attempt comes after two candidates filed lawsuits, April Becker and Jim Marchant, two nearly identical lawsuits filed yesterday, and by the way, by no less than Craig Mueller from Mueller and Associates. So he is always right in the middle of these things. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. This time they say they have evidence, hard evidence, and that's what judges like. They may still not win on the issues, but the fact is that at least now they say they've got evidence, and the signature verification, I think, is at the heart of this. We'll see what's going to happen. This is going to be interesting. Coming up tomorrow on the show, I love it when we talk politics. Chuck Muth will join us, and we'll find out what this latest litigation, what the chances of it surviving are going to be. We'll do that tomorrow. Hope you'll be with us from 3 until 6 every day. I really appreciate you joining us. I know you have a lot of choices out there. where you're going to listen on the radio dial. I'm just glad that you've chosen us. Till we join you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The